The word today is suffering. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. All of us know how troubling it can be to suffer. Our lives are filled with illness and accidents. But what does God's Word have to say about it? Here from our archives, with some thoughts on this question, is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Suffering.
One of the great gifts that we have is the peace that God gives us. You know, we're all trying to find peace. We want to have a proper relationship with God, and we have that through Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, one of the greatest sections of the Holy Scriptures is St. Paul's letter to the church at Rome. And in the fifth chapter of Romans, the first five verses, we hear him discuss the peace that God gives us. And he stresses the fact, as a matter of fact, he does that all the way through Romans 5, 6, 7, and 8. Those are great, glorious chapters. He stresses the importance that we have this gift from God, that God gives us this gift, that we are reconciled to God the Father through his Son, Jesus Christ, and that this has given us the forgiveness of our sins. Now, in this particular translation, this is one of the newer translations. It's called the Learning Bible. It's contemporary English version. It's not bad. One thing I've discovered, it is such a huge Bible. They printed it in such wonderful large print, and also, well, not actually large print, but pretty good size print. But they have all kind of notations and notes, and it gets to be a huge book. I'd say it's a couple pounds, you know, to lug around with you to Bible class and so on. It's probably the type of Bible that you'd leave at home by your bed or wherever you do your reading, by the easy chair in the living room. But here in Romans 5, it says, by faith we have been made acceptable to God. I like that. I love that translation. And now, because our Lord Jesus Christ, we live at peace with God. Christ has also introduced us to God's undeserved kindness on which we take our stand. Undeserved, usually that's translated mercy, an undeserved gift of God. So we are happy as we look forward to sharing in the glory of God. Now here, beginning at verse 3, comes a section I'd like to talk to you about today. But that's not all. We gladly suffer, because we know that suffering helps us to endure, and endurance builds character, which gives us a hope that will never disappoint us. All of this happens because God has given us the Holy Spirit, who fills our hearts with his love. You see how he stresses that over and over and over again. This is a gift of God given to us, and he speaks of the Holy Spirit coming into our lives to strengthen us and to help us in our understanding of all this, to grow us in our faith, so to speak. Now, probably the most striking words begin there at verse 3 when he says, we gladly suffer. We willingly suffer. You know, the suffering that the Bible talks about has to be categorized in several different ways, probably, in order to totally, fully understand it. Now, for instance, the first type of suffering the Bible talks about, and you'll see this in the third chapter of 1 Peter, for instance, is a suffering that is the result of trying to witness for Christ, trying to make a testimony for Christ. You know, the world doesn't want to hear that, and so the world will mock it, and they will laugh at it, and they will persecute those who try to make a message or try to make a speech or in some way try to give a witness for Christ. And so the first type of suffering that is referred to in the Bible is the suffering for Christ, meaning you want to tell others about your love for them, you want to tell others about Jesus, you want to share the good news. Now, the world isn't ready for that quite often, and as a result, will mock you or ridicule you or laugh at you or, you know, they in one way or another persecute you. And The scriptures say when this type of suffering occurs, to rejoice, to be glad at it, because God is counting you worthy to suffer for Christ, and he is going to reward that. He is going to bless that. So that's one type of suffering, and I truly hope that you're experiencing that, because it would mean that you're being faithful in your witness. Unfortunately, there are a lot of weak Christians, because they know the world isn't going to accept it too well, they will kind of hold back, and they will muffle their words. They will kind of speak softly instead of boldly and courageously, and as a result, they don't suffer very much for Christ because they don't do very much witnessing. So I am sincere when I say I hope you are bold in your witness and in your confession for Christ, and I hope you're very eager to share it. And when that happens, the world will ridicule you and mock you, and there will be a suffering. But that's okay. God says he's going to allow you to endure that, and he will strengthen you and encourage you through it, and he promises that he will reward you for your brave and bold witness for Christ. Now, there are other types of suffering, and obviously one of the most common is a type of suffering that we bring on ourselves. Unfortunately, most of the things that we suffer pain and have problems with are caused by things that we've done ourselves. I think, for instance, of my own diabetes. I have diabetes. Anyone who has diabetes knows it can be quite a thing to have to watch your sugar level and everything else. And yet I look back into my teenage years, you know, high school years. What a big shot, you know, we all thought we were, especially if you made the basketball team and you were a player, one of the starting five. And I'd come home on an afternoon like that when I knew we were going to have a game in the evening. And for some reason or another, you get the feeling that you need extra strength or you need extra energy or you need extra protein or whatever, or sugar. And I can remember in our refrigerator, we had a little can of Hershey chocolate. And that little can of Hershey chocolate was used for toppings on ice creams. When we'd have ice cream, we'd make a chocolate sundae, for instance. And I used to come home after high school, after classes, and take that little can of Hershey syrup and simply drink from the can, believe it or not. Take several swigs of it as if it was soda or something. Well, no wonder I have diabetes now. And after a game like that, which was usually at least once a week, you'd have a couple cheeseburgers and two or three chocolate milkshakes. You know, a growing boy, a strong boy, you know, you're thinking, boy, you can't harm this body. You know, you can just shove anything into this body and eat the French fries and eat the onion rings and eat the cheeseburgers and so on. Well, you know, now look at me now. Now, of course, that diabetes was brought on by all that careless and reckless eating. You know, I think a lot of things that we bring on ourselves are the result of our suffering now. My wife and I were standing in line to see a movie last weekend, and in that line, it was quite a lineup of people. Right behind us was a young guy on a pair of crutches. As a matter of fact, he had one crutch. He was standing on one leg and kind of limping along on the other one, and he had a crutch. And we asked him what had happened, and he said, well, he volunteered a lot of information. He said, well, I actually brought this on myself. He said, my dad had a truck, and he stored that truck kind of in a garage. He was going to Florida for 6 months, and I, being kind of a rebel and kind of trying to get into whatever kind of trouble I could get into, I took the truck out for a spin. And, of course, I knew I shouldn't be doing that. And, of course, I drove recklessly with it. I was really speeding, and I lost control totally, left the road, hit a tree, and wrapped the truck. That's his words. He said, I wrapped the truck around the tree. He said, I could have killed myself. Instead, I broke both of my legs. And he pointed to his one leg. It was his right leg. And he said, I have three pins in this leg. And he says, it never will be right. The doctors told me as long as I live, I'll have problems with this leg. It'll be arthritic, for one thing. And he reached in his pocket and pulled out a bottle of pain pills. He said, I'm already taking these. And he said, I'm sure it's going to get a whole lot worse as I get older. And he said, this leg will never be functional. I have to be dragging it. He said, it'll be a gimpy leg. He said, I'll have to be dragging along after myself all the time. And he said, the other leg isn't much better, but I hope to be able to walk on it at least. And so he was talking about what he had brought on himself with his recklessness and carelessness, all this suffering that he knew would occur even for many years ahead. Now, when the scriptures talk about suffering and that we should enjoy it, so to speak, because God is going to bless us through it, it's certainly not talking about the self-imposed suffering. You know, it's really stupid to do that. And yet God can even take something like that and turn it for the good. God loves us, and he knows that we make mistakes. And he knows that we are going to need his help to recover from them. And so I am convinced that God is not merely talking about the suffering that comes because of persecution from non-believers, but he's also talking about our self-imposed suffering that we in our younger years or in our more stupid years, so to speak, have brought on ourselves. Now, he's not going to forsake us. He's not going to just leave us in our mess. He wants us to come to him. He wants us to ask for his help and deliverance. And he promises he will listen. He says that he will be with us. He will give us endurance. He will give us courage. And he will give us hope. You notice how the word hope is in there? You need to have hope. You need to trust in God, that he is a loving God. Look at all the times that's referred to here. He gives us the gift of his love. He gives us the gift of his Holy Spirit. He will be with us. He will take care of us. So trust in him and hope in him. Turn your life over to God and let him deliver you and help you and strengthen you. Even in your time of suffering, he will be with you and he will bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.